Hi everyone, welcome back to my channel. If you're new here, I'm Courtney Ryan, and today I'm gonna be going over 7 things that you will never regret buying. So I don't know about you guys, but if I went in my closet right now, I could easily find a pile of clothing that I know for a fact I would 100% regret buying. And the reason why is because I wasn't always intentional with my purchases. I spent way too much time buying into the trendy pieces that were out in a season instead of just sticking to the classics. If that sounds like you, I'm gonna go over 7 things that you should absolutely have in your closet right now that you will never regret buying and maybe even spending a little bit more money on if you're able to. So let's get started. Number one, I have the perfect t-shirt. And this is something that every guy should own, no matter what you do for a living, who you are, where you live. Every single guy needs at least one good t-shirt. You're never gonna regret having extra of these or spending a little bit more on nice t-shirts that will actually last you and you won't have to keep replacing. You can pair these with pretty much anything, as I've mentioned so many times on my channel before. They're a great layering piece that you could throw on underneath a cool jacket or wear on their own in the summertime. I mean, seriously, these have so much versatility and you can really wear them with absolutely anything. If you currently don't have any nice t-shirts, I would recommend starting with a white and a black, just because those are probably the most versatile colors out there. After that, you can kind of branch out a little bit and get some different colors that suit your skin tone that would look good on their own or underneath a layering piece. So keep this in mind. And even if you're only wearing these as an undershirt, it's still a necessity that all of you guys should have. Number two, I have a navy blazer. Even if you're a guy that rarely dresses up, having these for those special occasions when you have nothing else to wear is a great thing to have in the back of your closet. So again, even if you're someone who doesn't find yourself grabbing this all the time, if you're ever going to a wedding or a special event or something like that where you kind of have to get a little bit dressed up, maybe an interview, a big business meeting, something like that where you have to be a little bit more elevated, a little bit more put together and dressed up than you would be on a normal day, this is the perfect thing to have. And you don't have to spend a ton of money on one of these. I mean, the prices for a navy blazer range from, you know, $50 to thousands of dollars. So find what works for you. So having these for those rare occasions where you might dress up is going to be a lifesaver for you. There's nothing worse than waiting until the last minute for an event or something that comes up and you realize you have nothing to wear to it. Navy is a very safe and versatile color. It looks good with a pair of jeans. If you're going for a more business casual type of day, if you want to look a little bit more elevated, you could wear this with a pair of trousers. A navy blazer is one of the most versatile, nice pieces you will have in your closet. If navy isn't your thing, you could also go for a charcoal, but I do think that navy is a little bit more versatile. So if you don't currently have one of these, I would highly recommend getting yourself a navy one. Number three, and something I talk about a ton on my channel and one of my all-time favorites, is dark wash denim. This is the workhorse of your wardrobe, an absolute must-have for every guy out there. They can be dressed up or down, which is one of the many things I love so much about these. They're better than a light wash or a medium wash or a pair of denim with distressing in them. You really want to get yourself a solid, nice pair of dark wash denim with no rips that's going to be able to be dressed up a little bit more than those other options. They are honestly just such a classic. They're timeless. They look good with absolutely everything. You could wear this very casually with a t-shirt and sneakers. You could wear it with the navy blazer I mentioned before, with a button-up and a pair of dress shoes or boots. I mean, really, these go with absolutely everything and are essential if you ever want to dress business casual or you ever want to look a little bit more elevated in a pair of jeans. I do think that light wash and medium wash are much more difficult to dress up and make look elevated and nice. So if you ever want to go for that look but still be comfortable in a pair of jeans, dark wash denim is a must. Number four is a pair of classic sneakers. We all need a nice pair of sneakers to wear on those casual days where we still want to be comfortable, but also look a little bit more put together than maybe wearing a pair of running shoes. So you want to think of this kind of as your smart sneaker. So a step above the shoes you might grab to go for a run or go to the gym. So I don't want you guys wearing your Brooks running shoes with a pair of dark denim. If you want to look stylish and put together, that is not the move. Of course, sometimes comfort trumps everything else and I totally get it. But if you want to look nice and put together, I would highly recommend getting a nicer pair of sneakers. So again, this one is going to depend on your personal style a little bit. There are so many sneakers out there, regardless of, you know, what you gravitate towards or what you like, there's got to be a sneaker out there for you. If you are someone who is really into sneakers, maybe you're a sneakerhead, you already know what you like and what you're going for. But if you're a guy who's just starting out, who has no idea where to begin.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another. And don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, massaging leather appointed seats are available features.
I would recommend getting a white sneaker, and a lot of you guys have mixed emotions about those because they do get dirty. They are a little bit harder to keep clean and take care of, but they always look great. One thing I love so much about the white sneaker is that they look good with absolutely everything. So when it comes to versatility, you really can't go wrong with a white sneaker, but if that's not your thing, there are, again, plenty of other sneakers out there that I'm sure you would love. And staying on the shoe trend here, I have a pair of dress shoes. Again, if you are a guy that ever finds yourself in an occasion or situation where you need to be a little bit more dressed up, you absolutely need a pair of dress shoes. And I'm not talking about those Sperry's that you had your freshman year of college. We want to throw those away and get something a little bit more elevated and nice. If you are a grown up, I think it is important to have a pair of dress shoes. If you're going to an event like a wedding, if you find yourself wearing a suit or having to dress up at all, I would highly recommend pairing that with a pair of dress shoes. So when it comes to dress shoes, I would recommend sticking to a black or a brown just because you're going to get the most versatility out of those. They're going to match most of the things you already have in your wardrobe. So before you splurge on a pair, take a look at what you already have, take a look at your suits, and see if a black or a brown would look better with what you already have. If you're going to be rocking that navy blazer I mentioned earlier, I would go for a pair of brown dress shoes. But if you're someone who is more of a black and charcoal type of guy when it comes to blazers or suits, you could go for the black pair of shoes. So again, this one's kind of going to be based off of what you have and what you already like, but you can't go wrong with a black or a brown dress shoe. Number 6, I have a nice jacket, and you guys already know how much I love jackets on a guy, so this should come as no surprise. Jackets are awesome for keeping warm on a chilly day, obviously, but they're also really great for layering and kind of adding a little bit more dimension to your outfits. So the style that you choose is, again, totally up to you and depends on your personal style, but also where you live in the world. So if you live in LA, where it really doesn't get super chilly, you probably wouldn't want to get an overcoat or a puffer coat or something very heavy because that doesn't make sense for your daily life. So again, think about where you live and what you like and what would work best for you. If you don't know where to start, I did an entire video all about the best jacket styles for men, so definitely be sure to go check that out if you haven't already. This could be a super cool leather jacket that you throw on for a night out, or a classic overcoat. So again, the style is totally up to you, but I promise you will never regret spending a little bit extra money on a nice jacket. Just for context, to give you guys a little example and mistake that I made, last year I bought this really cheap overcoat from Zara. I think it was like $50. And after the second time I wore it, it was covered in pilling. It has lint all over it. I mean, it really just looks like absolute garbage, and I will never buy a cheap coat again. So if that's all you can purchase, if that's all you have the money for, I totally understand. But if you have the means to spend a little bit more on a coat, I would highly recommend doing so if you want it to last you. And I promise you will not regret spending a little bit of extra money on a more high ticket item that's going to be versatile and that, you know, is more of a functional piece as well. And last on my list is a white dress shirt. And again, this is just another classic that you cannot go wrong with. It would look good with anything on this list. You could pair it with the navy blazer, the dark denim, and the dress shoe, or a sneaker, and I promise you will look amazing. You could wear this by itself on a first date with the sleeves rolled up a little bit. You guys all know how much I love that look. You could wear it with the navy blazer to a business meeting. I mean, seriously, you can just wear this absolutely anywhere. Every single guy needs a white dress shirt, regardless of who you are. If you already have white, I would recommend getting a light blue as well. Again, those are very versatile. You can wear that again with the navy blazer and pretty much anything. Keep in mind also that there are different styles of white dress shirts. So there's a button up and then also a button down. And I get a lot of questions about that, so I wanted to highlight it super quickly. A button down is going to have those little buttons on the collar. You'll be able to see them right away. And normally this is made of a more casual fabric, and it's made to be worn a little bit more casually than a white button up. So keep that in mind. The difference really is just often the fabric and also the buttons. And then pretty much just the fact that a white button up looks a little bit more elevated than a white button down. All right, guys, that is all I have for 7 things you will never regret buying. Let me know what you think down in the comments below, and let me know your number one thing that you maybe splurged on or bought that you have never regretted buying. Maybe also let me know some things that you do regret buying to help some of the guys out so that they don't make the same mistake that you did, because trust me, I've been there and it's no fun. If you haven't already, be sure to follow me on Instagram at Courtney Christine Ryan. I love connecting with all of you guys on there as well. As always, thank you all so much for watching, and I will see you all next time.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. Carvana makes car buying easy. Isn't that right, hun? Dax?
Sorry. Did you know about this 7-day money-back guarantee?
A week to evaluate seat comfiness, you say?
A week of terrain tests? Yeah, I can test the brake pad resistance at variable speeds.
Make sure all the kids' stuff fits nicely.
Make sure our stuff fits nicely.
Oh, the...
Right. Still need to buy the car. Getting ahead of ourselves here.
Buy your car with Carvana today.